The afternoon began with a wellness fair in the lobby of the Buffalo News Building, where Jesse Ledoux from the American Heart Association handed out red shoelaces to those taking part in National Walk at Lunch Day. She says it's important to infuse activity into the workplace, because as employees work longer hours, many are doing so in environments that can be detrimental to their health.
Because we know your brain has to recharge throughout the day, and your body needs to recharge as well. So taking those periodic breaks every 90 minutes or so, just taking a break to stand up, stretch your legs, maybe get a healthy snack, is so vital for the productivity of your employee workforce.
Phil Haberstroh normally serves as executive director of the Wellness Institute of Greater Buffalo, but on this afternoon, he was tour guide for over 75 walkers on a path that led through Canalside. A strong advocate of holistic health, Haberstroh calls walking the grand slam of physical activity.
There are economic benefits. We know that people that are physically active have less unnecessary use of the sickness care system. There's social benefits. You can build social capital. You can meet new friends, make new relationships. There's environmental benefits. If you choose to walk someplace instead of driving, obviously that benefits the environment.
The fourth area is human, helping fight off disease and inspire creativity. National Walk at Lunch Day also helped kick off the Wellness Institute's outdoor walking season, and they plan to host more guided walks at lunch throughout the downtown area. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.